Yeah, good morning, Lee. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, mate. It's been a busy 12 months, well, with the COVID situation, and unfortunately that's led to this album, your debut album, to be delayed somewhat, but finally it's here.
Yeah, that's it, and I'm just really excited about it. I have a new single coming out, Run Baby Run, on this Friday.
Which I must say is a fantastic body of work.
Yeah, thank you. And then the album comes out on March 19th. But strangely enough, even though, you know, we've been all been through a sort of, I don't know, to varying degrees, a really awful experience with COVID.
Mm.
But when my album was first sort of, delayed, if you like, I then was trying to work out what to do with myself, and then I recognised I had other songs I was happy with. I just didn't know if they suited that album that I'm about to release. So I released it as an EP, and from that EP I've had two really good singles, and one of them's went top five nationally on the country music charts, which is Love Makes a World, and I was really excited about that, and I feel that's a really good lead into what I'm doing.
You've turned a negative into positive there, and yeah, well done on that too. Number five, I believe, didn't it, on the Australian country chart. It charted Love Makes the World, great song from All the Stars Are Mine.
Yeah, that's right, and well, that was one of the other songs, and yeah, but I think going into my album, I'm really excited too, because I'm able to tour it, and it's, you know, as long as we don't have a reoccurrence of the, you know, COVID, I'm really excited about to get out and just share my music with people.
Luckily, we've had the internet, so we can have the virtual set up, but there's nothing better than going out there and meeting the crowd, and you'll be doing that at different states, April and May, is that right?
That's right. The tour actually officially kicks off on April 9th at the Royal Hotel in Queanbeyan, near Canberra, but then we continue down, I've also got Andrew Swift on tour with me, which is awesome. Andrew's for anyone that's not aware of what his success is in the country music genre, he's Golden Guitars winner, and he's just a great guy and a great performer and a great songwriter.
And I believe Andrew's album debuted at number one on the ARIA Australian Country Chart, so that speaks high volumes, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, and I'm really lucky to have him on board. It's really good, and I've got a great band of musicians as well. And so hopefully, this will be something that people will hopefully be able to check out and see. Now, you're down in Tassie, aren't you?
Don't think the tour takes in the island state of Tasmania, but which is a bit unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, in all fairness, I was thinking about this before I rang you, and I think in all fairness to us is that when we planned all this, we were all in lockdown.
Yes.
So it was tricky to sort of try and convince someone that it's red when it's blue.
It's never really mattered what style of music that you're writing, because you're very versatile.
Yeah, well, yeah, thanks. I mean, that's right. I've always been a songwriter, and I think for me the country music genre is just natural because, you know, in country especially, they say it all begins with a song, and that's where I'm right at home. That's what I do. And I love country music too. I always have. I remember as a little kid, you know, in Perth, one of the old AM stations, and Mum never knew that I'd lie there at night listening to my transistor radio underneath my pillow. Well, in those years, you know, they didn't have so much segregated radio. They just play whatever they felt like playing on 6pm or 6PR, whatever the station was I was listening to. And they put everything on there. You'd have Slim Dusty, then you might have a pop song, then you might have an instrumental, then you might have a classical piece, then you might have Johnny Cash, then you might have the Beatles or whatever it was, but it was all mixed in together. And for me, as a young person, I grew up as a songwriter in a sense, thinking that all music was like that. It wasn't until I started touring internationally, and especially in America, you realise there is segregated radio, and it's got more like that as the years have gone by.
A little bit of everything, wasn't it?
That's it. And the other thing I was going to say, if anyone's keen to sort of know what my tour's going to be like, and by the way, we really do want to come down to Tasmania. That's on our radar.
Please do.
And hopefully, like I said, if COVID's nice to us and everything eases off there, that's on the plan. And I think, but if anyone's curious to know what my band's like or what, you know, we're like live, they can go to my YouTube channel or Facebook, and we went in as a band back in October, and I tracked quite a few songs from the EP and Come Midnight, Good Mama Bad, from the album we tracked them and live and filmed it, and so that people can watch that and listen to it if they want on YouTube, my YouTube channel, or live at 301. What it's called.
Well, look, I wish you all the very best with a great album. Finally, it's here. I know I'm excited to be an NXS fan, and a lot of people are, to see that you finally have the album from NXS fame. Andrew Farris, take care. I hope the tour goes very well, and I hope the sales of this album, which is not only available on CD, but also on vinyl too, Andrew.
That's it. And I highly recommend to listeners to check the vinyl out. There's something really special about it when they pull that vinyl out of the cover, I promise you.
Andrew Farris, absolute pleasure to have you on 7B Breakfast, and take care, and thanks very much for your time this morning.